High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Chapman Gymnasium. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Aquinas Catholic in town tonight to take on Hastings St. Cecilia in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. And coach, coming off your little mini-state tournament from a week ago, playing the top three rated teams in Class C1. You went 2-1. How to be pleased?
We were real pleased with that week, and then we throw in the Lexington win on Tuesday night, and that gives us four tough games in 8 days, and so we really, you know, really were challenged in that time, and then coming out 3-1 is a very good feeling. We would like to have been 4-0, of course, but 3-1 we would have taken that going into it.
The only loss during that stretch was to a very good Minden team.
That's right, and then they nipped us at home, and so that was kind of a bad taste in our mouth. But going on the road and beating Boone, and then beating Lexington at their home place, and then it just is a good feeling.
Went to Kearney Catholic and beat the Stars. That's the first loss that Kearney Catholic's had in a while.
Yeah, that was a real big win for us because we've been so close the last two times we've been over there, and so that ended their winning streak at home, which was a nice feeling, and they're a very good team too, so that was a real quality win for us.
Heading down this stretch, normally when you get into a stretch like this, you like to learn something about your team and brush up toward the end of the season. Did you learn anything about your team?
Well, I think we're learning how to play a little bit more together with this group. We're finally getting healthy with Alyssa Schropp and Morgan Nicholas' ankles. They're getting healthy. And then Claire Hamburger's stepping in and doing a real nice job for us at times. And she didn't see a lot of action early in the season. So I think we're finally finding our top eight or nine girls that are going to play. And then you find out who's going to finish the game when it's crunch time.
Like you said, you played the three tough games last week, one on the road Tuesday night, and beat Lexington 46-35. What about that one?
That ball game featured some very good guards from Lexington. The Seaburger girls were very good and talented, and they played very good defense. And I said to our girls going into it, they were 7-5, Class B schedule, and a Class B team, and they just did a real nice job playing defense. They didn't really have fabulous offense, but they played defense and made things tough for us.
Janelle Farmer led the way for you guys again, 16 points. Does she ever have a bad game?
Oh, yeah, she's had bad games before, but, you know, it's one of those things where she creates a lot of things, a lot of opportunities for herself. And the other girls, you can't really key off of Chanel because the other girls are doing a nice job to exploit the offense and do a good job of putting the ball in the basket. And so you can't really just key on Chanel because you got some other good scorers out there for our team.
Caitlin Ernst, 11 points, and I think Morgan Nicola, 9 points. So, yeah, you had all three of them up there.
And that's really what you want. I think every coach would like to have that balance scoring so it makes it so much tougher for the defense to stop. And I think this team is doing a good job. Jamie Williams has had some good games. Also, you said mentioned Caitlin and Morgan, and then Libby can knock down some shots here and there. And so it's really a case of our team versus their team. It's not one individual.
Last season when we went down to crunch time, it was your bench who really propelled you guys. Maybe in the finals of the state tournament, you guys were just much more deeper than everybody else. Is that starting to develop here this year?
Well, we hope so. We certainly hope so. And I think you'll see some good things out of Claire Hamburger at times. She's leading our JV team, and she's helping the varsity out. And Alyssa Schropp has her moments. She had 10 against Minden, which was a real nice game for her. And so I think, you know, anytime you have that bench, you can look to if somebody's having an off game, maybe they can pick up the starter. You know, and Olivia Thomas had a real good game against Lexington. And so I think it's just a case of our group versus their group. And we're going to try to, you know, feed girls in and out, but we want to try to find a rhythm and go with those girls.
Where's this team still got to improve?
I think, you know, they got offensively. We at times we have some struggles, and a lot of it comes with taking care of the ball, which any girls coach will tell you that's where it starts and probably where it ends. But when we do take care of the ball, we get good shots, and when we get good shots, we knock down a good percentage. And so we keep telling them, you know, take care of the ball on offense, and then we got to rebound on defense. There's times, and I think way back to the SCOTUS game, we gave up some offensive rebounds that cost us. Norfolk Catholic was the same way. Anytime you have those close games, that's even magnified more.
It's Aquinas Catholic in here tonight to take on St. Cecilia. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau.
Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. It's Hastings St. Cecilia and Aquinas Catholic here tonight. This could be a preview of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament gets underway, Coach. They're the number two seed. You guys will be the number one seed. So I guess a good measuring stick for you tonight.
Yeah, and even last year it was the same way. We went up to their place and they nipped us in overtime, and then we ended up in the finals against one another. So it could be a replication of last year, but they're going to come in here trying to knock us off, and then we got to really try to redeem ourselves for the regular season game.
With the possibility maybe of playing again next Saturday, hold anything back in this game?
No, I don't think you do. I think you just got to go out there and try to win each game that's in front of you, and that's what we're going to try to do tonight. They're going to be, they're going to be a real solid, balanced team too, and so we have to come to play and be ready to go.
Your team was very focused last week. They didn't look ahead to the next ball game when you had those three tough games right in a row. They were pretty focused on each and every game, weren't they?
Yeah, and that's one thing we've really talked to them about recently is looking ahead. You like to look ahead at your districts and on down the road, but we just really can't afford to do that. We have such a tough sub-district. We want to give ourselves a chance for a wild card if that becomes the case, and so we want to take each opponent as we go. And I said even farther than that, you break it down each quarter, each possession. We want to win each one and try and give ourselves a chance.
What about this team we'll see tonight?
They're very good inside. The Novacek girls are very good. The 6'1 Connor, I think she's a junior. She's a very good post player, tall and long. And then Amanda, her sister, is a senior, and I think she's probably the best athlete on the team. And she's tall and long. And so they'll sit those two post players on the wings on their 1-3-1 and make it really interesting for you. They'll put smaller people down the middle with some real short girls on the top and bottom. But it's really a tough time trying to attack those girls because those Novacheks will suck down in the middle and grab those rebounds or stop you on their defensive end. And so it's got our work cut out for us.
It's a very stingy defense. You mentioned the 1-3-1 zone defense. What's the key in attacking this?
Well, anytime you see a 1-3-1, you want to knock down some shots, especially early on, get a little confidence going. And then I think that probably the bigger thing for us is passing the ball. If we pass the ball well, not only will we get open jump shots and maybe some three-pointers, but we can also maybe get a layup here and there. And that's where you really hurt them is if you make them have to move with good passes, you'll get a layup, you'll get maybe two or three layups to go, then their coach is thinking, can we stay in this defense?
Is this a team that will be able to pressure a little bit in backcourt?
Well, we're definitely going to try. And we're not only in the backcourt, but in the frontcourt. We want to really get up in their guards' faces, make them make plays, maybe get a deflection, and then go. And we're going to tell our post players that we have to run the floor. Make those girls on their other team run the floor and play at 94 feet. They're not used to that 94-foot court, so hopefully that'll be our advantage.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, Mike.
That's John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Aquinas Catholic coming up tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We're at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. The Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks get set to take on the Monarchs out of Aquinas Catholic out of David City tonight. Basketball action. They've got the girls game coming up first. Hastings St. Cecilia, a record of 11 wins, 3 losses on the season. The Hawkettes, number 2 in the state in Class C1, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. Facing a very talented ball club tonight in Aquinas Catholic. Their record is sitting at 9 wins and 3 losses. The Monarchs have won 9 out of their last 10 ball games, losing only to Twin River during this stretch of games. They lost to them back on January 10th by the score of 42-30. They're coming off of a win over Grand Island Central Catholic, 41-33. This is a team that lost their first 2 games of the season, losing to Raymond Central, 39-37, and losing to Shelby Rising City, 46-37. They then strung together 9 out of 10 wins down the stretch here, including the championship in the David City Holiday Basketball Tournament. And they're in here tonight to face the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia, a team that has just got done with a grueling stretch of games himself as they faced the top 3 teams in Class C1 last week. They went 2-1 in those ball games as they faced Boone Central, Minden, and Kearney Catholic. They lost to Minden, and they picked up wins over Boone Central and Kearney Catholic. We'll take a timeout here, come back with some more pregame information. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
So the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight. It's Aquinas Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. We mentioned the schedule so far for Aquinas Catholic. Hastings St. Cecilia, again, their record is at 11-3. They've won 5 out of their last 6 ball games. They only lost to Minden last week, losing to the Whippets 45-42. They beat Kearney Catholic 46-41 on Saturday, and then last Thursday up in Albion, knocking out Boone Central 47-44. So that was their march through the top 3 teams in Class C1 last week. They've already played a ball game this week. They beat Lexington on the road by the score of 46-35. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. St. Cecilia will go to Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" and senior. Jamie Williams, a 5'10" and senior. Chanel Farmer, a 5'6" inch junior. Sarah Gettard, a 5'10" and senior. And Olivia Thomas, a 6-foot junior. For the Monarchs of Aquinas Catholic tonight, it'll be Marissa Gillisper, a 5'6" inch junior. Also, Regina Blowers, a 5'6" inch senior. Amanda Novacek is a 5'10" inch senior. Connor Novacek is a 6'1" inch junior. And then Katrina Reimers is a 5'8" junior for Aquinas Catholic. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. So it's high school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Aquinas Catholic out of David City in here to take on Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Good matchup here on the girls' side. Aquinas Catholic 9-3, Hastings St. Cecilia 11-3. These are the top two teams next week in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia is seeded number one. Aquinas Catholic is seeded number two. That tournament gets underway next week. There's Aquinas Catholic with the ball. They have the opening possession here. There's Novacek down on the baseline. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It's loose and it's picked up here by Jamie Williams of St. Cecilia. Jamie runs it down the far sideline out of Chanel Farmer. Chanel comes out here to Libby Kissinger. They're going to play a mixture of zone and also man-to-man defense here for Aquinas Catholic. They're going to play a tough 1-3-1 zone defense. St. Cecilia has not had too many opportunities to practice against the 1-3-1 so far this year. They've got a stern test at it here tonight against Aquinas Catholic. Here's Chanel Farmer outside to Libby for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Thomas follow shot. Good. Olivia Thomas gets the offensive board and the putback there for St. Cecilia. She's starting tonight. Olivia Thomas gets her first field goal, averaging 2.9 points per ball game. St. Cecilia is out on top with a score of 2-0. Now the Hawkettes applying pressure here in backcourt as they take it up the far sideline against Chanel Farmer. As they get it to Regina Blowers out here in three-point territory to the free throw line. Novacek drives it down the lane, and it's not going to be blocked by Thomas, and a foul is going to be called. Now, St. Cecilia is going to be facing some big girls inside tonight, the 5'10" Amanda Novacek and also the 6'1" Connor Novacek inside. This is going to be Connor Novacek going to the free throw line here for Aquinas Catholic. She scored 9 points last Friday in their win over Grand Island Central Catholic, and she gets her first shot up there and in. Last year, Aquinas Catholic knocked off Hastings St. Cecilia in overtime up in David City. But the two teams got together again in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament and finals, and Hastings St. Cecilia able to knock off Aquinas Catholic. Second shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good, so Novacek, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 2-1 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead. Hawkins with the ball deep in the corner. Left side is Gettert. Comes out to Chanel Farmer on the wing. Comes out here to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger back to Chanel. Left side of the key. Down to the baseline. Gettert. Out to Chanel Farmer. Looks at the three. Now drives it inside. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. And we got a foul call on the rebound. Personal foul call on the rebound is going to go on Hastings St. Cecilia. Two officials tonight in the ball game is going to be Tim O'Day and also Randy Coyle. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Jamie Williams. That's going to be her first team foul on the Hawkettes. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Amanda Novacek. Novacek stops at the free throw line. Gives it away now to Connor Novacek. Feeds it inside. The ball tipped out of bounds by Gettert. Trying to get the ball inside to Reimers. And the ball tipped out of bounds by Sarah Gettert of St. Cecilia. It's going to be Aquinas Catholic inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Novacek. Pounds it down low. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Connor Novacek. And the ball is brought out there by St. Cecilia. That's a center, Sarah Gettert with the ball. Now to a Chanel Farmer into the forecourt to Libby Kissinger. Libby backing up now near the 10-second line. Throws it over to Chanel Farmer down in the corner. Gettert for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Thomas gets her second rebound. Olivia Thomas with the ball. Two-handed pass into the lane. Chanel Farmer goes over in the right wing now to a Sarah Gettert. Back outside to Chanel. Top of the key. Bounce pass now to Libby Kissinger on the left wing. Libby puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Being attacked by this 1-3-1 zone defense of Aquinas Catholic. Entry pass to get it to Farmer. First shot is up there and in. Chanel Farmer scored 16 points in the ballgame on Tuesday night out in Lexington where the Hawkettes beat the Class B opponent Lexington 46-35. Gets her first field goal here. The inbounds pass is going to be swatted back out of bounds by Williams. Aquinas Catholic will try it again. They're going to let Connor Novacek bring things up. Dribbles once, and now she's in trouble here in backcourt. Gets it away. That's Blowers with the ball, and she dribbles back up toward the midcourt stripe here, still in backcourt, now behind his screen, brings it into the offensive zone, gets it to Amanda Novacek, a pass to Connor Novacek, tipped away, gets it back, and a pass down on the baseline of Regina Blowers, and she lays it in. That's the first field goal for Blowers in the ball game. It's a 4-3 ball game now. St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead. Hawkettes come back with the ball. Chanel Farmer, jump pass down in the corner, is going to be over the head of Gettert out of bounds. First turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. The Hawkettes average 18 turnovers per ball game. That's the first one here tonight. Morgan Nikola comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Sarah Gettert. So the Hawkettes turn the ball away. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be knocked back out of bounds by Morgan Nikola. She's guarding the inbounds man there. That's Katrina Reimers as she tries to play it in. Novacek has got it. Down to Novacek. This is Amanda dribbling with the ball into the forecourt now for Aquinas Catholic inside to get it to Katrina Reimers, and she lays it in. Reimers gets the field goal there for Aquinas Catholic. It's a 5-4 ball game now. Aquinas has got their first lead of the ball game here against St. Cecilia. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the first quarter. Bounce pass is going to be kicked there by Aquinas. St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the first quarter. It is 5-4. Aquinas Catholic with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball tonight. Adams Central teams not playing tonight. Hastings High has got a couple of games against Grand Island Northwest up at the Tiger Gym tonight. Here's Libby Kissinger with the ball now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Goes over to Chanel Farmer. Wing on the right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Brings it back here to Libby. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out top of the key to Nikola. Two-handed pass down in the corner to Williams. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Amanda Novacek. Novacek has got it now for Aquinas Catholic as they run her back the other way. As we're past the four-and-a-half-minute mark. Here's a Blowers with the ball on the high post to Connor Novacek. Turns around. Her shot from the free throw line no good. And the ball is rebounded there by Olivia Thomas. Third rebound of the ball game already for Thomas here in this first quarter. There's Libby Kissinger with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Into the forecourt. She throws it down on the baseline on the left side to Jamie Williams. Entry pass to get it inside to Nikola, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Aquinas Catholic. It's going to go on Amanda Novacek. That's going to be her first team foul called on the Monarchs here in the ball game. Into the contest for St. Cecilia will be Caitlin Ernst. Ernst into the ball game now. Alyssa Schropp also coming in there for head coach John Kyle and the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia will inbound. Chanel Farmer deep in the corner. Morgan Nikola feeds it inside down to Jamie Williams. Williams, right side of the bucket there, tries to force up a shot and loses the ball out of her hands, out of bounds. She was going against a much taller Connor Novacek there and lost the ball out of bounds. That's the second turnover on St. Cecilia. 5-4 is the score. The Monarchs have a one-point lead. Here comes Aquinas Catholic back the other way. They lose control of the ball. Amanda Novacek loses control of it down here on the baseline. Jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so that'll be a turnover on Aquinas. That's their first turnover of the ball game. 3 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 5-4 is the score. Aquinas Catholic with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball. Chanel Farmer, leading scorer for the Hawkettes. Bounce pass goes inside, and Nikola drives for the hole. Shot good. Morgan Nikola scoring there. She had 9 points on Tuesday in that win over Lexington, averaging 6 points per ball game. Morgan puts the Hawkettes back out on top. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 6-5 here in the first quarter. There's a Blowers with the ball now for Aquinas Catholic. Gets it to Amanda Novacek. Here to the near sideline as they work against a Chanel Farmer. Back out between the rings. That's Blowers. They get it to the free throw line. Here's a Novacek. She dribbles down the lane. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor. Chanel Farmer. Now they get it to Alyssa Schropp. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Aquinas. There's a Blowers back now for the Monarchs of Aquinas Catholic. Dribbling out here in three-point territory. Drives it at the free throw line. Gives it up to DeLispler on this right side. Now to Blowers. Back down low. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Reimers. And the ball is out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Libby Kissinger coming in. Here comes Clara Hamburger into the ball game now. Played some good minutes the other day out in Lexington. Clara Hamburger averaging 2 points and 1.5 rebounds per ball game. A 5'9" freshman for Hastings St. Cecilia. 2:47 to play here in this first quarter. 6-5 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. Here's Morgan Nikola at the free throw line over in the right wing. Libby Kissinger. Kissinger gets it to Morgan Nikola. Her pass deflected and it's going to be brought down here in the lane. Now a jump ball is called. Katrina Reimers got the ball there, but she's immediately tied up there by St. Cecilia's Caitlin Ernst. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Monarchs, so David City, or rather Aquinas Catholic, will play things in. Third turnover on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Inbounds pass. They get it to Connor Novacek to the near sideline to DeLispler. Now inside, a shot is taken by Amanda Novacek, and her shot is up and in, and she is fouled into play. So Amanda Novacek scoring there for Aquinas Catholic. The personal foul is whistled on St. Cecilia. And now we have a chance at a three-point play here. That's the third team foul called on St. Cecilia here in this first half of play. As Novacek goes to the free throw line, her shot is up there and in. Last personal foul goes on Libby Kissinger, and that's going to be her first. And now Aquinas Catholic has got a two-point lead over St. Cecilia. 8-6 is the score. Here's Alyssa Schropp with it now, just the left side of the lane. Comes out between the two circles now. Dribbling with the ball is Libby Kissinger. Moves it to the elbow. Now backs it on out. Back out of here in 3 points territory. Bounce pass is knocked out of bounds by Blowers of Aquinas Catholic. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Chanel Farmer. Coming out will be Alyssa Schropp. 2:11 to play here in the first quarter. It's 8-6. Aquinas Catholic got on top of Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, the second-ranked team in Class C1. There's Chanel Farmer, left side of the lane, comes out to the top of the key. Morgan Nicola. Nicola dribbling on the ball. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner. Claire Hamburger has got it. Brings it back out on the wing. Libby Kissinger, right side of the lane, dribbling with it now. Libby goes back down in the corner to Claire Hamburger. Back to Libby out here in three-point territory. Working against this zone defense. Jump pass to the near side. It's over the head of Farmer, out of bounds. The fourth turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. Monarchs will have it here in backcourt with a minute and 48 seconds to play. In the first quarter, it's an 8-6 ball game. Aquinas Catholic has the lead. Here's Connor Novacek with the ball, goes to the far sideline. They race it into the offensive zone here. St. Cecilia will settle back into their man-to-man defense. Now the ball is going to be tapped away, picked up by Kissinger. She loses the ball out of bounds, but it was topped out of her hands by Aquinas, and St. Cecilia will play things in. Second turnover on Aquinas in the ball game. St. Cecilia with the ball, coming back the other way. Chanel Farmer now to Libby Kissinger. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner to Claire Hamburger. Her pass back out on the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Blowers. That's the fifth turnover on St. Cecilia here in the first quarter. They average 18 per ball game on the season. There's a Blowers with the ball at the free throw line. Lobs it to Novacek. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. And it's going to be Aquinas Catholic playing it in from underneath their own basket. Here comes Sarah Gettert back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Olivia Thomas checking back in. 1:15 to play here in the first quarter. 8-6. Aquinas Catholic with the lead. There's a Novacek off of the baseline. Her shot is up and in. That's Amanda Novacek scoring there. That's her second field goal of the ball game. And it's now a 10-6 ball game in favor of Aquinas Catholic. They have scored the last five of the ball game. There's a shot taken by Libby Kissinger from three. No good. The ball goes out of bounds here on the near sideline, and Aquinas will play things in. So 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Aquinas Catholic out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. It's 10-6. Hawkins applying pressure here in backcourt as they bring it up the far sideline. They stop right there and get it across the midcourt stripe now with a pass to Amanda Novacek. The ball is tipped away into the backcourt again. It's going to be picked up here by Regina Blowers behind the screen here on the near sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. Now a pass into the lane. A shot is up there. No good by Reimers, and the rebound comes down to Olivia Thomas. Outlet pass goes to Chanel Farmer into the forecourt. Now to Libby Kissinger. 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's Chanel Farmer down in the corner. On the right side, Sarah Gettert has got it. Now to Farmer, to Nicola. Back down in the corner to Gettert. Back out to Chanel for three. Her shot is up there. It's in. Chanel Farmer hits a three ball there. She's got 5 points in the ball game, averaging 13 in the season. 10-9. Now the Hawkins back to within 1 point. Here comes Aquinas Catholic back with the ball. 13 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Blowers has got it. Now they've reversed the ball down the left side. That's a the Listler with the ball. Over there on the far side, she is double-teamed, and a traveling violation is called. Third turnover on Aquinas Catholic here in the ballgame. Jamie Williams comes into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Morgan Nicola. 10-9 is the score. The Hawkins down by one, 5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Libby Kissinger with the ball. Now to Chanel Farmer. Chanel from long range. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play here tonight in girls high school basketball. After one, it's Aquinas with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Aquinas 10, Hastings St. Cecilia 9.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Chapman Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia, the Aquinas Monarchs with a lead over St. Cecilia, 10-9 is the score. Hawkins with the opening possession here in the second quarter. They feed it right inside to Jamie Williams, double team. Comes back out on top to Chanel for three. Shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound loose. Picked up by Gettert. Goes back up. Her shot's knocked out of her hands. It's picked up here by the Whistler. As she comes down the near sideline now for Aquinas Catholic. Stops here on the near sideline. Gets it to Amanda Novacek. Novacek gives away to a Delisler again here on the near sideline. Back down in the corner to Novacek as she holds the ball against the St. Cecilia man-to-man. Out on top now to a Blowers. They swing it left side to Delisler. Now down on the baseline. Here's Novacek again. Her shot is up there and in. That's Amanda Novacek scoring there. A long two-point field goal. She's now got 7 points already here in this first half of play. She had 20 the other night when Aquinas beat Grand Island Central Catholic. That was last Friday night. 12-9 is the score. Here's a pass on the left baseline. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. A turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their sixth turnover this first half. The Whistler has the ball now for Aquinas Catholic. The Blowers comes to the near sideline. That's Novacek with the ball again. Novacek comes out on top to Delisper. Over on the left side, Blowers has got it on the wing. Her pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted there by Chanel Farmer. She runs it back the other way. Left-handed dribble, gets the ball ahead, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Chanel Farmer trying to get the ball ahead to Gettert and threw it too far out of her reach, out of bounds. That's the seventh turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Becky White comes into the ball game now, replacing Blowers. Aquinas will play things in. St. Cecilia in the first quarter, 4 out of 11 from the field, 36%. Aquinas was 4 out of 10 for 40%. St. Cecilia 1 out of 5 on three-pointers for 20%. Aquinas did not attempt a three-point shot there in the first quarter. Rebound, St. Cecilia with 7. David City, Aquinas with 2. Aquinas working with the ball right now underneath the hole. Ball swatted out there and is picked back up by the Monarchs out here in three-point territory. Novacek trying to drive it now to Becky White, to Delisper. As she takes it out on the baseline, and now we got a foul called here. Riding in was Chanel Farmer. She picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. So Chanel Farmer picks up the foul, her first. Team foul number 4 on St. Cecilia here in the first half. Into the ball game will be Caitlin Ernst for St. Cecilia. Coming out will be Gettert. Non-shooting situation is going to be Aquinas Catholic inbounding the ball. Here's a baseline jumper put up there and in. Boy, somebody's got to get out on Amanda Novacek. She's burning the hot cats here in this first half. She's got 9 points already. 9 out of the 14, and Aquinas has got a 5-point lead, 19-5. We're a minute into the, actually 2 minutes into the second quarter already. Long pass down low. Here's Farmer. Shots up and in. Chanel Farmer works that baseline. They got her the ball just to the right of the basket, and Chanel scores. She's got 7 points for the Hawkettes. 14-11 is the score now. St. Cecilia down by 3 points, down the far sideline. Becky White gets it to Delisper as she dribbles the ball out here against the Chanel Farmer. Now to Amanda Novacek. Novacek taking the ball to the top of the three-point circle, but Becky White in the corner. Bounce pass goes inside. It's lost off of the fingertips of Reimers, but it was tipped out of her hands. It's going to be Aquinas Catholic playing things in. Now the official is going to have a little conference here. And they're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia. So a turnover on Aquinas Catholic. The officials meeting there, and they determined that St. Cecilia should have the ball, so the Hawkettes come back the other way. 5 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the second quarter. 14-11 the score. Facing St. Cecilia down by 3. Here's a three-pointer by Farmer that's up and in. And just like that, we're tied back up. Chanel Farmer with 10 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. And we're tied up now at 14 points apiece. Here's Reimers with the ball over on the wing on the left side to Novacek. She dribbles inside, puts up a 10-footer. It's going to be blocked down by Thomas. Ball is recovered by Novacek, and her shot is up there. No good, but a foul is called. Amanda had the first shot. It was blocked. It was picked up by Connor Novacek. She goes up, and she was hacked on the arm. And now Connor Novacek goes to the free throw line here for Aquinas Catholic. A personal foul going to be whistled here on Caitlin Ernst. That's going to be your first foul. Novacek to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Connor Novacek. She had 9 points on last Friday night when Aquinas Catholic beat Grand Island Central Catholic. She's got 2 so far in the ball game here. Next one is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Thomas. Olivia Thomas with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. It's 15-14. Aquinas Catholic with a lead. There's Morgan Nicklows back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Goes over to Chanel Farmer. Dribbles to the top of the three-point circle. Goes down in the corner now to Thomas. Back out to Chanel. Takes it to the free throw line and a bounce pass across the lane. It's going to be out of bounds, and it's a turnover in St. Cecilia. Trying to get it down in the corner, and they threw it too far again. 8 turnovers on the Hawkettes, and now we've got a timeout. Aquinas Catholic wants to call a timeout. We'll take a break. 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, it's Aquinas Catholic 15, Hastings St. Cecilia 14.
The clear choice. The right choice. The expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finsky, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy. It's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings High also in action tonight up at the Tiger Gym. They're playing a girls-boys basketball doubleheader against Grand Island Northwest. We've got the coverage tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS. Adams Central will be off tonight. They'll take on Grand Island Central Catholic in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tomorrow night in Grand Island. And we'll have those ball games for you following our Bronco coverage tomorrow. So four games for you on the radio tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS on a busy Saturday. 15-14 is the score. Aquinas Catholic with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia as the Monarchs come back in their offensive zone. Here's Amanda Novacek, comes out here to Blowers, who's back into the ball game. To Novacek, drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded inside there by Reimers. Gets it away. Nope, now she's going to go for the shot. It's going to be wild. No good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Back the other way. Chanel Farmer from 12. Her shot rims off. No good. Rebound Ernst. Ball is shot good. Caitlin Ernst getting the offensive board of the putback there for St. Cecilia. That's the first field goal in the ball game for Ernst. Now St. Cecilia comes back to grab a 16-15 advantage with 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Here's Blowers out in three-point territory to Delisper over here in the three-point territory between the rings. Back to the left side. Blowers puts up a three-pointer and hits it. Regina Blowers just to the left of the key there scores on a three-pointer. She's got 5 points in the ball game. And Aquinas back out on top with a score of 18-16. Here's Morgan Nicola with the ball. Entry pass is going to be tipped away. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. Olivia Thomas coming back in. Here comes Gettert back in. Checking out will be Jamie Williams. And also coming out will be Chanel Farmer. 3:35 to play in the second. Aquinas Catholic 18. Hastings St. Cecilia 16. Gettert plays things in to the far corner. And it's going to be knocked back out of bounds. Taking it down to Morgan Nicola, but the ball is knocked out of bounds by Regina Blowers of Aquinas Catholic. So St. Cecilia will play it in on the far side, down in the corner. Morgan Nicola will play things in. She does to Libby Kissinger. Libby, two-handed pass, comes over here to the near side to Sarah Gettert. Holds the ball against this 1-3-1 zone defense. Over to Morgan Nicola, down in the corner. Libby Kissinger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Novacek. Double-teamed here in backcourt. Gets the ball away now to Regina Blowers. Blowers dribbling the ball off the floor. Now for Aquinas Catholic. And here comes Libby in there for the steal. Can't get to it, but the pass is going to be intercepted by Nicola. Shot is up and in. Morgan Nicola gets the interception. That drives to the distance and scores. That's the sixth turnover on Aquinas in the ball game, and now we are tied up at 18 points apiece. Here's a Novacek with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside again. A jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Aquinas, so we'll stay right here. They got it inside to Novacek, but little Libby Kissinger sneaks through there and ties her up. Libby is just 5'4" and a senior for St. Cecilia. Jump ball is called, so Aquinas will play things in. There's a shot from three-point territory. No good by Amanda Novacek, and the rebound comes down to Nicola. Her pass down the near sideline to Chanel Farmer. Chanel gets it ahead now to Libby Kissinger. To Chanel, back down in the corner to Libby. Dribbling with the ball, comes back out here in the three-point territory, cuts for the hole. Her shot's going to be deflected by Novacek. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Connor Novacek and Amanda Novacek out there for Aquinas Catholic, and they take up a lot of space out there. 2:36 to play here in the second quarter. We're tied up at 18 points apiece. Morgan Nicola with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia in the wing on the right side, dribbling with it. Rainbow pass comes to the near side. Chanel Farmer holds it here for the Hawkettes. Comes out to Kissinger. Back to Nicola out here in three-point territory. Backs it on out to Kissinger now. Free throw line extended left side. Entry pass going to be knocked away from Thomas, and the ball is brought down by Regina Blowers. 9 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the first half. That's DeWhistler down the left sideline now for Aquinas Catholic. Gets it out here to Blowers. The pass comes over here to the near side. Novacek has got it.
Back out to a DeLisper at the top of the key over in the wing. There's a shot taken by Blowers that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas of St. Cecilia. Thomas gets it away to Nikla. Gets the ball ahead now to Kissinger. Into the forecourt. Down to a minute and 50 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia tied up with Aquinas Catholic 18-18. Morgan Nikla back out of the wing. Chanel Farmer, dribble penetration just inside the ring. Throws up a shot, no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by Novacek. Gets to the near sideline to the Whistler. Out to the far side again to Blowers. Regina trying to bring it up. Gets it away to Marissa DeLispler. Down the near sideline for Aquinas Catholic. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot there by Reimers is going to be blocked and a foul is going to be called. They got it right to the right side of the basket to Reimers. She goes up with a shot. She's hit on the play. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Olivia Thomas. That's going to be her first, the sixth team foul on St. Cecilia here in the first half. Going to the free throw line will be Katrina Reimers for Aquinas Catholic, and her shot is up there and in. She's now got 3 points in the ballgame. Aquinas led 10-9 at the end of the first quarter. They're now out on top by a score of 19-18. First game of two tonight here on 1230 KHS. Boys game coming up next. Next shot is up there by Reimers. It's good. So she sinks a pair. And Aquinas Catholic has got a two-point lead over St. Cecilia. It is 20-18. There's Kissinger out here in three-point territory, and she's called for a traveling violation. So an unforced error there on Libby Kissinger. Just as she brought the ball across the mid-court stripe, she stops, got rid of the ball, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. She checks out. Here comes Morgan Nikola back into the ballgame now. A minute and 17 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Aquinas has got a two-point lead, 20-18. Here's Novacek right at the free throw line, being double-teamed, gets it away. Down to Amanda Novacek, gets it back to Connor at the free throw line, double-teamed again, and the ball swatted away. It's picked up by Chanel Farmer. Turnover number 7 on Aquinas Catholic. Here's Nikola at the other end. Her shot is no good as they missed the easy one. Outlet pass is going to be intercepted there by Caitlin Ernst, and she lays it in. Aquinas actually had the rebound there, tried to get rid of it, and Caitlin Ernst steals it right away and then puts it right back down through the hole. Caitlin now with 4 points in the ball game, and we're tied up at 20 points apiece. Late in the second quarter with 42 seconds to play. Blowers with the ball, and now we got a whistle. We got a foul called. A kicking violation. All right, a kicking violation is called on St. Cecilia. So it's going to be Aquinas Catholic inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Alyssa Schropp comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Here's Novacek throwing up a shot in the lane. It's up and in. Amanda Novacek scores again for Aquinas. She has got 11 points in the ball game here for the Monarchs in the first half. Morgan Nikola with the ball comes over here to Schropp. She drives it toward the goal. Now she's double-teamed left side of the basket there. Ball knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. Aquinas has got a 22-20 lead over second-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight with 23.7 seconds to play in the second quarter. Getter will inbound the ball deep in the corner right side. There's a shot put up there. It is no good by Jamie Williams. Hits the side of the glass, and the rebound comes down to Novacek for Aquinas Catholic. They've got 14 seconds to go now here in the second quarter. That's Blowers with the ball to Novacek. Right at the free throw line. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. A shot's off of the left side. No good. Rebound Novacek. Foul shot up and in. That's Connor Novacek getting the field goal there. She's now got 4 points. And a shot from half court is going to be no good as it hits the rim. Morgan Nikola launches up from the mid-court stripe that hits the front iron. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Aquinas Catholic has got the lead here over Hastings St. Cecilia at halftime. It's Aquinas 24, Hastings St. Cecilia 20. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. A very competitive first half as Aquinas Catholic has got the lead over the Hawkettes. The score is 24-20 here at the break. Seesaw battle throughout much of the first quarter of play. Aquinas did have a 10-6 lead at one point. St. Cecilia cut it to 10-9 at the quarter. Aquinas opened up a 14-9 lead with 2 minutes gone in the second quarter, but St. Cecilia came right back and tied things up at 14 points apiece. St. Cecilia eventually went ahead 16-15 with 4 minutes to play in the second. We were tied up at 18 points apiece, tied up at 20, and then Aquinas scoring the last 4 points of this second quarter, and the Monarchs have a 4-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia here at the break. The score is Aquinas Catholic 24, Hastings St. Cecilia 20. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
All right, at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Aquinas Catholic. The score is 24-20. Checking the scoring in the first half, Chanel Farmer is leading the way for St. Cecilia. She's got 10 points. Farmer has knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the ball game tonight. She's got 2 two-point field goals. So 10 points for Chanel here in the first half. Morgan Nicola off of the bench tonight. She's hit a couple of field goals for 4. Caitlin Ernst has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Olivia Thomas has got a field goal for 2 for St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes have not yet been to the free throw line here in the first half of play. Aquinas is being led by Amanda Novacek. She has got 11 points here in the first half. She's got 5 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Novacek with 11 points to lead the Monarchs. Regina Blowers has got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. She's got 5 points here at halftime. Connor Novacek has got 4 points. She's got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Katrina Reimers has got 4 points in the ball game. She's got a field goal. She is 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 4 points here at the break. Aquinas Catholic, 5 out of 6 from the free throw line here at halftime. Again, 24-20 is the score. Aquinas Catholic with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers as we continue in 1 minute.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Farm Bureau Financial Services' approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, car, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions, all handled by your local Farm Bureau agent. Call Marty DeMuth and Hastings today to see how simple insurance can be. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Chapman Gym here at Hastings St. Cecilia at halftime. Aquinas has got the lead over St. Cecilia to score 24-20. Shooting numbers in the first half for St. Cecilia, they were 9 out of 24 from the field tonight for 38%. Aquinas Catholic hit 9 out of 22 from the field in the first two quarters for 41%. St. Cecilia was 2 out of 7 on three-pointers for 29%. And Aquinas Catholic was 1 out of 2 on three-pointers for 50%. The rebounds right now, St. Cecilia has got 12. Aquinas Catholic has got 7. The offensive rebounds are even at four apiece. Turnovers, St. Cecilia already with 10. 10 turnovers in the first two quarters for St. Cecilia, 8 turnovers for Aquinas Catholic. Steals, Hastings St. Cecilia has got 5, and Aquinas Catholic has got 3. St. Cecilia with a couple of blocked shots here in the first half, nothing so far for Aquinas Catholic. So again, it's a 24-20 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing Aquinas here at halftime. These two teams out of the Centennial Conference. And next week, we're going to have the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. They'll get started at school sites for the first round. And then they'll be playing the semifinals and the finals again this year at Lincoln Christian High School. Hastings St. Cecilia will not play on the opening round on Monday night. They won't play until Tuesday. And we'll get you the pairings. They were out earlier. In fact, we've got a copy of the pairings right here. The Centennial Conference basketball tournament gets underway on Monday for the girls. And the first round games will have Lincoln Lutheran playing Lincoln Christian on Monday night. Also on Monday in the opening round of the Centennial Conference tournament for the girls, you've got St. Albert against Columbus SCOTUS. In the lower half of the bracket, you've got Boys Town playing Grand Island Central Catholic. And then Bergen will take on Newman. St. Cecilia will play on Tuesday, and they will play the winner of the Lincoln Lutheran, Lincoln Christian game. That'll be a home game here at St. Cecilia. Meanwhile, the winner of the SCOTUS-St. Albert game will get all the way into the semifinals, the way they got the bracket drawn up. So the winner of that game will get into the semifinals on Thursday. The Boys Town Central Catholic winner will take on number 3 seed Concordia on Tuesday, and the Bergen-Newman winner will play Aquinas on Tuesday night at Aquinas. Like we said, the semifinals will be played at Lincoln Christian on Thursday night with a championship game set for Saturday afternoon at 4:15 at Lincoln Christian. And we'll be with the Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks next week here on 1230 KHIS. We'll have coverage from the Centennial Basketball Tournament right here on 1230 KHIS. Tomorrow, Hastings College basketball for you will be at the Lynn Farrell Arena, Osborne Sports Complex, as Briar Cliff will be in town to take on Hastings College in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Briar Cliff, both of their teams are ranked in the top 25. In fact, their women's team is ranked number 2 in the country. They'll be taking on Hastings tomorrow. Changing game times for tomorrow from what we're normally accustomed to on a Saturday. The women will play the second ball game, and the guys will play first, and it'll be a 1-3 start for Hastings College basketball tomorrow. The men will play at 1, with the women to play at 3 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 12:45 tomorrow afternoon with Hastings College men's coach Lance Creech. Plenty of high school basketball yet to come here on 1230 KHS. We're at halftime of the girls' ball game. Aquinas with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia 24-20. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So Aquinas Catholic with the lead here over St. Cecilia at halftime, 24-20. Just got word from the Tiger Gym. They're also at halftime, where Grand Island Northwest having an easy time with the Hastings High girls tonight. The score is 45-17. 45-17, Grand Island Northwest leading the Hastings High Tiger girls up at the Tiger Gym tonight. That boys' encounter going to go at 7:45 over at Hastings High tonight. Adams Central having the night off, enjoying a rare Friday off here during the basketball season. They will play Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow up in Grand Island. So it's going to be St. Cecilia with the ball to begin this third quarter. They're down by 4 points here. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. Morgan Nicola has got the ball over to Libby Kissinger on the wing. As Aquinas stays with this zone defense, it's caused the Hawkettes some problems here in this ball game tonight. Here's a Chanel Farmer, dribble penetration, cut off, gets it back out to Morgan Nicola. A pass over to Libby Kissinger on the wing on the left side. Libby trying to drive it, can't do it. Now to Morgan Nicola. Morgan takes it down to the baseline. Her off-balance shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Novacek. Amanda Novacek runs her back the other way, 3-on-1. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Thomas. Olivia Thomas now for St. Cecilia. Gets it away to Chanel Farmer. Here come the Hawkeyes. St. Cecilia trailing by 4, 24-20. We're about 45 seconds into the second half here at the Chapman Gym. Down in the corner, Libby Kissinger brings it up high on the block now. About the wing. Comes out here to Morgan Nicola between the circles. Morgan Nicola now dribbling with the ball, trying to get away. Sends it back to the wing. That's Libby with the ball. Kissinger with high above her head. Dribbles once. Rainbow pass comes over here to Morgan Nicola. Takes it back to the left side. That's Chanel for 3. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Novacek. That's Connor Novacek with the board there for Aquinas Catholic. Now to Blowers as she comes into the forecourt. Now to the Whispler. Back down here on the wing to a Blowers. Sends it back outside. The pass is wide. It goes into the backcourt and over and back violation. Giving chase there was Amanda Novacek. She couldn't get there in time. Having an over and back violation on Aquinas Catholic. The ninth turnover on the Monarchs here in the ballgame. 6.5 to play, third quarter. It's still 24-20. Aquinas Catholic with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Hawkins will play things in. Here's Alyssa Schropp coming off of an injury. She's been back now for a couple of ball games for head coach John Kyle. Seeing more and more playing time here for the Hawkins. There's Morgan Nicola to the free throw line. Now to Chanel Farmer near sideline. Brings it back to Nicola. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Novacek. She has it out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Alyssa Schropp of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Hawkins here in this second half of play. It'll be Aquinas playing things in backcourt. St. Cecilia again applying pressure back here. Novacek gets the ball away to Whistler as she hustles into the forecourt, drives it all the way down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes into the paint, now to Reimers, and her shot is up and in. Katrina Reimers scoring on a short jumper in the lane there for Aquinas Catholic, and it's a 26-20 ball game. Aquinas with a 6-point lead now over St. Cecilia at the 5:51 mark of this third quarter. There's Alyssa Schropp out here in three-point territory behind the screen from Thomas. Moves it to the wing and now reverses the ball. Comes out here in a kicking violation on Aquinas. St. Cecilia trying to bring the ball over here to Nicola. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Caitlin Ernst. Thomas will come down and sit down beside the coach here. We're here on the near sideline. 5:41 to play here in the third, 26-20. Aquinas has got the lead. Entry pass to get it to Ernst. Her shot's going to be blocked down. The ball is recovered here by Aquinas. Recovered here by Aquinas as Blowers has got the ball to Whistler to the far sideline. Monarchs bring it into the offensive zone. She's double-teamed, gets the ball away now to Blowers. Drives it down the right side of the lane, pass across the paint to Novacek. Her shot is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by the Whistler as they come back the other way. Aquinas working with the ball. That's a DeWhistler on the baseline on the right side. Gets it to Novacek down to the free throw line. There's a shot taken by Amanda Novacek, and she is buried on the play. That's a Morgan Nicola coming out. Boy, when Morgan commits a foul, she commits a foul. Knocks down Novacek. Morgan gets hit with her first personal foul. And Novacek goes to the free throw line. This is Amanda. She's already got 11 points in the ball game. 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She will get one more. She had 20 points last Friday night when Aquinas Catholic knocked off Grand Island Central Catholic. She's got 12 here in this ball game. Here comes the second shot. It's up there. Good. So Aquinas Catholic has now got an 8-point lead, 28-20, over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's Alyssa Schropp with the ball, takes it down to the baseline. There's a pass in the lane. A shot is up there and in by Jamie Williams, and a foul is going to be called. Jamie Williams gets the field goal there for St. Cecilia. The foul is going to be called on Regina Blowers there for Aquinas Catholic. Libby Kissinger to the free throw line now. Racing St. Cecilia. Libby has not scored so far in the ball game. She puts up a shot. It's good. And now it's a 28-23 ball game. But here comes Aquinas Catholic back the other way. A three-point play there by Libby Kissinger. And here comes Aquinas back the other way. A pass is going to be deflected. It is loose. It's on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Aquinas basketball. unable to save it down there was Kissinger. Into the ball game now for Aquinas is going to be Becky White. As Aquinas will play things in, they get it to Connor Novacek. Her turnaround jumper in the lane is going to be no good. And the ball is brought out of there by Chanel Farmer. Farmer down the left sideline there for St. Cecilia. It's a 28-23 ball game. Driving down the left side of the lane is going to be Farmer. Comes back out to Morgan Nicola. Nicola, left sideline down to Chanel. Out to Morgan Nicola again. Comes across the top to Libby Kissinger. Two-handed pass down to Chanel in the corner on the left side. Out to Morgan Nicola. Three-point territory. Back down to Farmer in the corner. Back to Morgan Nicola on the wing on the left side. Morgan dribble penetration. They're running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Novacek grabs the ball there. For Aquinas, her pass from the near sideline, mishandled here by the Whistler. Now the ball is going to be taken away by Libby Kissinger. She drives in, the ball poked away here at the last second by Novacek. So St. Cecilia will play it in. Aquinas with her 10th turnover of the ball game. So St. Cecilia will play things in underneath their own basket here. It's going to be Chanel Farmer playing it in. Now we got a foul before she gets it played in. A foul on Aquinas is going to go on Katrina Reimers. That's going to be her first. So St. Cecilia will try to play it in again. That's a second team foul called on the Monarchs here in the second half of play. They get it into Gettard. Short bump. Jumper is up there and in. Sarah Gettard scoring on a short jumper off of the baseline on the right side. And now St. Cecilia has come back. They're trailing by a score of 28-25 here in the ballgame. And now we got a traveling violation in backcourt. St. Cecilia applying the pressure. Now Aquinas having some problems with it here. And now they want to call a timeout. Aquinas wants to burn a timeout right here with 3 minutes and 51 seconds to play. Here in this third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Aquinas 28, Hastings St. Cecilia 25.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
A tough ball game for the Hawkettes here tonight. Aquinas Catholic with a 3-point lead, 28-25. St. Cecilia can tie here with a 3-point field goal. Kissinger has got it to the near sideline. Chanel Farmer now to Kissinger. Brings it back to Farmer. Looks at the three. Goes to Kissinger. Again, just to the right of the lane. Kissinger trying to drive it. Now takes it to the elbow. Down the lane she goes. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Novacek. Connor Novacek with the board there for Aquinas Catholic as they run her back the other way. There's a Blowers with the ball now for Aquinas Catholic. Goes over in the far sideline. That's it. Novacek trying to drive it. She does. Down on the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by St. Cecilia's Morgan Nicola. Nicola comes up with the ball now for the Hawkettes. Morgan brings it across the midcourt stripe to get it to Chanel Farmer. Her long three-pointer is off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose. It comes out to Novacek. She lost it. It's picked up here by Blowers running back the other way. She drives, shoots, and scores. Regina Blowers now with 7 points in the ball game here for Aquinas. 30-25 is the score. St. Cecilia trailing by 5 points. Here's Chanel Farmer. Dribble penetration. Free throw line. Kicks it out here. Long three-pointer by Libby Kissinger. It's up and in. Libby Kissinger cranks up the three ball. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia back to within two. 30-28 is the score with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Down the right sideline is Amanda Novacek. Gets it out here to Blowers out here in the three-point territory. Driving against Chanel Farmer. Takes it to the free throw line. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner. It's high to a Novacek. Now she gets it to Amanda Novacek. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. The 12th turnover on Aquinas. Long pass down to four. Farmer can't handle the ball. The scramble is on. It is picked up here by Aquinas. Now like a jump ball is called. Farmer was heading for the hole and lost control of it there. And then the scramble pursued in the lane. And a jump ball situation is called. Aquinas will get it in the alternating jump. Officially a turnover on St. Cecilia, their 12th of the ballgame. Aquinas will play things in. They're in backcourt, 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the third. Aquinas with a 2-point lead, 30-28. Novacek has got it. Now to Amanda Novacek in the corner. She will bring things up now against Morgan Nicola. Gets it across the midcourt stripe to Blowers. She throws it in the lane. It's going to be over the head of Becky White out of bounds. 13 turnovers on Aquinas. And St. Cecilia comes back the other way. Marissa Delisberg coming into the ball game now for Aquinas. Libby Kissinger on the dribble now for St. Cecilia into the forecourt. The Claire Hamburger is into the ball game now. The Chanel Farmer in the lane there. The Nickler, her shot no good, gets her own rebound. Out of Libby Kissinger in the lane. Her pass is deflected and is brought down by Novacek. The height inside for Aquinas, hurting St. Cecilia's penetration in there. Coming back the other way is Delisler. She gets it on the wing now to Novacek. Moves it down in the corner. Now back outside. Here's Blowers with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. 30-28. We got a traveling violation. Becky White, or rather Katrina Reimers, grabs the ball right at the free throw line. And she's going to drive it toward the goal. And she's whistled for the traveling violation. 14 turnovers on Aquinas here in the ball game. 30-28. St. Cecilia is behind by 2 points. Here's Claire Hamburger with the ball. Jump pass, deflected, but it's picked up by Chanel Farmer on the far sideline. Not a Hamburger again. Hamburger, jump pass comes over. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Blowers as she races it back toward the other way. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound tapped around. It's loose. It's picked up there by Aquinas, and her shot is up and in. Regina Blowers gets the field goal. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, and Aquinas goes back out on top by 4 points. It's 32-28. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Deep in the corner to Hamburger. She holds it out to Chanel now on the wing. Morgan Nickel at the elbow. Gives it up now to Chanel. Comes across the top to Libby Kissinger. Libby dribbling on the ball. Takes it to the top of the key. Cuts it to the free throw line. Ball knocked loose. Is picked up by Kissinger. Now to Farmer on the wing. Bounce pass down in the corner. Hamburger. Long range jumper is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Novacek. That's Amanda Novacek with the ball. Comes to the near sideline now for Aquinas Catholic. The Whistler has got it now. They try to get it to Reimers. The ball poked loose. Reimers picks it back up. Now to Novacek. Right at the elbow, right side of the lane. Now to Marissa Delisper. As she tries to drive it over here on the near side in a big collision. Three players at the deck and a foul called. Personal foul going to be called here on Kissinger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. Into the ball game for the Hawkins. Now Caitlin Ernst. Here comes Jamie Williams into the ball game. Olivia Thomas will come out. Nicola will come out. 14.4 seconds to play in the third quarter, 32-28. Hastings St. Cecilia down by 4 points. Aquinas will play things in. There's a Blowers with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to the Whistler. And she has her pocket picked by Chanel Farmer. Running back the other way. Driving, shooting, and missing the layup. Rebound is loose. It's going to come here to Kissinger. Kissinger launches, and it's going to be no good. And time runs out here in the third. So Aquinas Catholic still with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia after three quarters. It's Aquinas 32, Hastings St. Cecilia 28. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get ready for the fourth and final quarter, 32-28. St. Cecilia with the opening possession, but the ball is knocked loose. It's going to be picked up here by Reimers driving back the other way. Her shot no good, but she's hacked on the arm. So St. Cecilia turns the ball away for the 13th time here in the ball game, and now they commit to personal foul down here at the other end. Libby Kissinger picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. And going to the free throw line will be Reimers. Reimers to the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the ball game here for Aquinas. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. Now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. It's a 33-28 ball game now. Aquinas has got the lead over St. Cecilia. Reimers will have one more. Her shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes are down by 5 points, 33-28. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Bounce pass down in the corner. Claire Hamburger brings it back to Chanel. Her long three-pointer, good. Chanel Farmer, several feet behind the three-point circle, gets that one to go down. It's now a 33-31 ball game. St. Cecilia down by two. Long pass down to four, and a traveling violation. Marissa DeWhistler is whistled for the traveling violation here. Long baseball pass down there. Outranks the St. Cecilia defense, but a traveling violation is called there. Turnover number 15 on David City. And out St. Cecilia has a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Farmer again from three-point territory. Comes over here to Libby Kissinger. Inside the free throw circle to Farmer. Down in the corner to Nicola. Out to Farmer again. Back down to Nicola in the corner to Farmer on the wing. Farmer rainbow pass comes over here to the near side. Libby Kissinger has got it. Takes it to the elbow. Stops there. Bounce pass to Ernst. Ernst, two-handed pass, goes to the far side to Nicola. Out to Chanel Farmer. Comes across the top again to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger trying to penetrate this 1-3-1 zone defense. Kissinger takes it to the top of the key. The ball is knocked loose and is picked up here by Reimers of Aquinas Catholic. Long pass down to four. They get it to DeWhistler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Partially deflected. Ball is brought out of there by Farmer. Long pass down to four to Kissinger. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Demacek. Clears it out to the right sideline to a man in Demacek. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Brings it in the offensive zone. Comes over here on the near side now to a Blowers. Now to DeWhistler. Behind the screen, Aquinas Catholic still with a two-point lead, 33-31. 6:18 to play in the basketball game from the Chapman Gym. The Whistler has got the ball, free throw line extended left side, down in the corner. They get it to Novacek. She drives it against Nickler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Aquinas Catholic. Or on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Caitlin Ernst. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five on St. Cecilia. We'll have some free throws here from Amanda Novacek. She's got 13 points in the ball game. Make it 14 as that one goes down through the hole. She'll have one more shot here at 11 in the first half. There's Sarah Gettert into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Jamie Williams. It's a 34-31 ball game. Aquinas has got the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Aquinas, the number two seed for the Centennial Conference basketball tournament, gets underway next week. Facing St. Cecilia, the number one seed. These two teams could play again next Saturday night at Lincoln Christian High School in the finals of that tournament. It's a 35-31 ball game right now. St. Cecilia trailing. Kissinger down in the corner. There's Nicola. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound ripped down there by Novacek, but she has her pocket picked here by Farmer. Farmer now to Kissinger. Her pass down low is going to be tipped. Gets it right back to the hands of Kissinger. She goes up with a shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Now to Kissinger. Now to Gettert. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. A couple of turnovers in there, but now St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line. It's going to be Sarah Gettert going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Reimers picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. So Gettert to the free throw line. She's not been there so far tonight. Her shot is up there. It's good. Sarah Gettert, just a 30% foul shooter in the season. Well, that shot there makes it 4 out of 11 from the free throw line for Gettert this year. Sarah's got 3 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now trailing by a score of 35-32. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Novacek. St. Cecilia shot only 3 free throws all night long. They're 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. They're trailing in the ball game by 3. 35-32, and now we got a timeout called here from Aquinas Catholic as the Monarchs are having a problem bringing the ball up the floor here. So we got a timeout called here, 5:26 to play in the fourth. It's Aquinas 35, Hastings St. Cecilia 32. So 5:26 to play here in the fourth quarter. 35-32 is the score. Third quarter numbers for Aquinas. They hit 3 out of 7 field goals, 43%. St. Cecilia just 3 out of 13 for 23%. St. Cecilia 1 out of 5 on three-pointers in the third quarter for 20%. Aquinas did not throw up anything in the third. Rebounds, Aquinas had 8. St. Cecilia had 6. We're at 35-32 right now as we play here in the fourth quarter. There's a foul here in backcourt, or a kicking violation here in backcourt. Aquinas will play it in off of the far sideline. So it's 35-32. It was 24-20 at halftime in favor of Aquinas. Pressure again by St. Cecilia here in backcourt. The Whistler brings it into the forecourt here on the near side. Now she's trapped, gets the ball away to Novacek. Out to a Blowers as she drives the ball there against Libby Kissinger. The ball knocked loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Aquinas' ball. Kissinger knocking the ball away there from Regina Blowers. So Regina now plays it in off the far sideline, and it's again knocked out of bounds here by Farmer of St. Cecilia. 35-32, 5:05 to play. First game of two tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. Got the boys' game coming up next between Aquinas and St. Cecilia. There's a Novacek with the ball on the far sideline. Cuts it toward the goal, into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Olivia Thomas. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. That's Chanel Farmer. Runs it into the forecourt. Farmer hesitates, now drives it underneath the basket. Loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. That's going to be Aquinas' ball. So a turnover there on St. Cecilia. That's their 15th turnover of the ball game. Aquinas has got 16 turnovers. Score remains at 35-32, and bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Nikla. So St. Cecilia's got the ball here in their offensive zone. Libby Kissinger has got it out here in three-point territory. Hawkett's down by 3 points, 35-32. Libby with the ball behind the screen from Thomas. Libby bounce pass down in the corner. Nikla drives it inside, loses control. Thomas goes after it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Aquinas' ball. So Aquinas will play things in here in backcourt with 4:28 to play. Here in quarter number four, they get it into a Novacek. Now to a Blowers as she dribbles with the ball here in backcourt. Double team back here, has to get rid of it. She does to Novacek. Comes to the Whistler into the forecourt now. Gets it into the offensive zone. Blowers has got it now to Novacek. She loses control of the ball. It's loose. It's picked up there by Nikola. Long pass down to four to Chanel Farmer. Driving layup, good. Chanel Farmer scores in a driving layup. A turnover on Aquinas, their 18th of the ball game. St. Cecilia within 1 point now at 35-34 as a pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Morgan Nikla. Gets the ball ahead now to Gettert into the forecourt to Libby Kissinger. 35-34 is the score. With 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Kissinger. The ball tapped around, picked up by Chanel. Chanel Farmer brings it back out to Libby. 3:40 to play in the fourth quarter, 35-34. The Monarchs have a one-point lead. Gettert with the ball deep in a corner on the left side. Comes back out now to Chanel Farmer. Farmer looking to penetrate, can't do it. Morgan Nikla, two-handed pass to Libby Kissinger here on the near sideline. Kissinger puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, goes over to Nikla, back out to Farmer, dribbles inside the three-point arc, throws up a shot, it's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Novacek, and the foul is going to be called. Down to Novacek with a rebound there for Aquinas Catholic, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Sarah Gettert. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 6. On St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. The Hawkettes are down by 1 point, 35-34. Aquinas had an 8-point lead in the third quarter. That was back at 28-20. There's a long baseball pass down to four. They get it to Novacek. She catches up with it. Novacek right side of the lane now dribbles to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up, and a foul is going to be called. Down to Novacek. Unable to get the first shot to go down. She got her own rebound, and she's hacked on the arm here by Gettert. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 7 on the Hawkettes. And going to the free throw line for Aquinas Catholic will be Connor Novacek. She has got 4 points in the ball game, a field goal, 2 out of 3 from the stripe. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. She'll have one more. The Aquinas lead is now 2 points at 36-34. As Connor Novacek will have one more here for Aquinas. Puts it up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. 37-34. Again, it's a 3-point lead here for Aquinas. As St. Cecilia's got the ball. Aquinas stays with his zone defense. Down in the corner, Claire Hamburger has got it. Comes back out on top to Libby Kissinger. She holds it, dribbles to the top of the key, and now backs it down out of there. 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. St. Cecilia trailing by three. Here's Chanel Farmer down in the corner to Claire Hamburger. Out to Farmer. Farmer trying to drive it against Novacek. Takes it down in the corner again to Claire Hamburger. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound on the weak side there. Taken down by Blowers for Aquinas Catholic. Down the near sideline to DeWhistler. Out in the center of the floor now to Blowers as she dribbles the ball. Aquinas has got a three-point lead. There's a shot from the elbow from the left side. No good by DeWhistler. But an offensive rebound there by Novacek. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Morgan Nicola coming into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Sarah Gettert. 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Hawkins are trailing by the score of 37-34. Aquinas will play things in. Now we got a timeout called here. A timeout is called here by the Aquinas Catholic coaching staff down here. We got a break. 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with them. 37-34, Aquinas with the lead.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
After three quarters, Grand Island Northwest leading Hastings High tonight 64-31. That's after three quarters. Grand Island Northwest 64, Hastings High 31. 37-34 here. Monarchs have a three-point lead. Aquinas Catholic has got the basketball. St. Cecilia now in their man-to-man defense attacking all over the place. Here's Novacek, lobs it inside now to Reimers. The shot is up and in. Reimers scoring there. That's her third field goal. She's now got 9 points in the ballgame. And Aquinas is out on top by a score of 39-34. Chanel Farmer with the ball for St. Cecilia to Libby Kissinger. Approaching 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Chanel Farmer down in the baseline. Jump pass back out on top. Morgan Nicola for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound here by Reimers of Norfolk, or of Aquinas Catholic. To DeWhistler here on the near sideline. Double team gets the pass away. Novacek goes to the far side. It's through the fingertips of Connor Novacek out of bounds. Amanda had it, then sent it to the far sideline. Connor couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 20 on Aquinas Catholic. And now St. Cecilia has got the ball back. Chanel Farmer in the high post to Morgan Nicola. Comes out here to Libby. Kissinger down in the corner to Hamburger. Now to Kissinger again on the wing. Kissinger looking to drive it inside and can't do it. Kissinger pass over to Chanel Farmer on the far side. Loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. Novacek was coming out there to guard her, and Farmer took her eyes off of the ball and it goes off of her knee out of bounds. Turnover number 16 as Hastings St. Cecilia. And now the Hawkins going to call a timeout. 1 minute, 28 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Aquinas 39, Hastings St. Cecilia 34.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Well, last night we were in Sandy Creek in a boys' ball game. We had a buzzer beater as Mitch Heinrichs threw up a three-pointer. As Sandy Creek knocked off the Blue Hill Bobcats by three. This one appears to be going to the wire as well. 39-34 is the score. Aquinas has got the lead over St. Cecilia. Novacek has got the ball, gets it away to Blowers as she hustles into the forecourt, breaks that St. Cecilia pressure. They've got it now in the offensive zone. The Whistler has got it down there deep in the corner on the left side. Comes out to Reimers, brings it back to the near sideline now to DeWhistler. Pass comes out on top to Novacek, getting away from Morgan Nicola. Reverses the ball, gets it to DeWhistler. Down the near sideline to Blowers. They just spread the floor here. St. Cecilia is going to attack defensively. We're down to a minute to play. There's a turnover. Amanda Novacek throws the ball over the head of Reimer's out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 21 on Aquinas Catholic. And now St. Cecilia will bring the ball back here with a minute to play, down by 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia hitting 25% of their three-pointers as a team here this season. There's a Caitlin Ernst with the ball at the top of the key. Comes over here to Jamie Williams. Williams out to Libby Kissinger. Holds the ball. Now to Morgan Nicklett to the free throw line of Chanel Farmer. Her pass down on the baseline to Williams. It's out to be blocked. So a block shot there as the Williams tries to go up with it. Going with the ball now is going to be Blowers on the far sideline. Gets it away to DeWispler. We're down to 30 seconds to play. The Hawkins are down by 5 points. 39-34. And we got a timeout called. Nope, we got a foul called out here. It's going to go on Libby Kissinger. That's going to be your fourth. She just reaches out and grabs Marissa DeWispler. Now DeWispler goes to the free throw line here for Aquinas. She has not scored so far tonight. 39-34 is the score. Aquinas has got the lead. Some big free throws coming up here with 27.3 seconds to play. Shot is up there. The shot good. So St. Cecilia trailing here in the ballgame. Now with 27.3 seconds to play, it's 40-34. Next shot is up there. It's good. 41-34 now. Aquinas has got the lead over the defending Class C1 state champs in St. Cecilia. Kissinger backs out. Now to Chanel Farmer for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Reimers. Reimers double-teamed here in backcourt. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Caitlin Ernst. That's going to be your third. That's team foul number 9 on the Hawkins here in the second half of play. And Reimers will go to the free throw line again for Aquinas Catholic. She's got 9 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Got the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Reimers eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. The shot is off of the mark. It is no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Caitlin Ernst with the board. Gets it to Libby Kissinger. Hustles into the forecourt. Libby trying to get away. Gets it out of the hands of Farmer. Now to Libby Kissinger. She cranks up a long three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Novacek, and time runs out. Aquinas Catholic has beaten Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in girls' high school basketball. Final score, Aquinas 41, Hastings St. Cecilia 34, just the fourth loss of the season for St. Cecilia. They fall to 11 wins and 4 losses as they get ready for the Centennial Conference basketball tournament that gets underway next week. Meanwhile, Aquinas Catholic, who will be the number 2 seed in that tournament, they improved to 10 wins and 3 losses on the season. Again, the final score in this one, Aquinas 41, Hastings St. Cecilia 34. Back with the totals right after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing. 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Chapman Gymnasium. First game of the books here tonight. It was Aquinas Catholic knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia in girls' high school basketball. Final score of 41-34. Aquinas had the lead 10-9 after the first quarter tonight. Aquinas got out to a 5-point lead in the early stage of the second quarter at 14-9. But St. Cecilia comes back to tie things up at 14 points apiece. Hawkins went ahead 16-15. Score was tied again up at 18 and tied up at 20. Before Aquinas scores the final 4 points of the first half to make it a 24-20 ball game at halftime. In the third quarter of play, Aquinas got out to a 28-20 advantage. St. Cecilia came back. It was 32-28 after three quarters. St. Cecilia got within 1 point in the fourth quarter at 35-34, but Aquinas hitting some free throws down the stretch St. Cecilia not shoot very well in the fourth quarter of play, and that was their demise as Aquinas Catholic knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 41-34. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia drops one here tonight in girls play to Aquinas by the score of 41-34. Checking the numbers for Aquinas, they were led by Amanda Novacek. She scores 15 points in the ball game tonight. She had 5 field goals, and she was 5 out of 5 from the free throw line, so 15 for Novacek. 9 points for Regina Blowers. She hit on a three-pointer, and she had 3 two-point field goals tonight. 9 points also for Katrina Reimers. She had 3 field goals, and she was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. 6 points for Connor Novacek. She had a field goal, 4 out of 5 from the line. And then 2 points for Marissa the Whistler on a couple of free throws. Aquinas Catholic was 14 out of 17 from the free throw line tonight. Unofficially, 21 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia had just 3 free throws tonight. They were 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, so the Hawkettes were outscored by 12 points from the line, and they lose the ball game tonight by 7 points at 41-34. Leading scorer for St. Cecilia tonight was Chanel Farmer. She had 15 points in the ball game. Farmer knocks down a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. 4 two-point field goals, and she ends up with 15 in the game. 5 of those came in the second half. And she was about the only offense for St. Cecilia tonight. Lydia Kissinger had 6 points. She had a three-pointer and a two-pointer. She was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. 4 points for Caitlin Ernst on a couple of field goals. Morgan Nikla had a couple of field goals and 4 points. Olivia Thomas had a field goal for 2. Sarah Gettert had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. Again, St. Cecilia dropping this one to Aquinas tonight by a score of 41-34. Just got word the Hastings High Tiger girls basketball team is trailing Grand Island Northwest with under 2 minutes to play in their ball game, 75-46. 75-46, Hastings High trailing Grand Island Northwest in girls basketball up at the Tiger Gym. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gym in between games. We got the boys' game coming up next year on 1230 KHAS. Got the final shooting numbers in the ball game here tonight for St. Cecilia. They hit only 30% of their field goal tries. They were 14 out of 47 tonight from the field for 30%. Aquinas was 13 out of 36 for 36%. St. Cecilia on three-pointers tonight, 4 out of 18 for 22%. And Aquinas hit 1 out of 2 in the ball game tonight for 50%. Rebounding, it was Aquinas, a total of 28 rebounds compared to 25 for Hastings St. Cecilia. The turnovers, St. Cecilia officially with 19 in the ball game, Aquinas with 21. St. Cecilia had 11 steals in the ball game, 8 for Aquinas. St. Cecilia had 3 blocked shots, Aquinas had 2, but St. Cecilia did not shoot the ball real well in the ball game here tonight, as they hit only 30% of their field goal tries, 22% from three-point territory. Aquinas, meanwhile, 36% from the field tonight. They hit 50% of their three-pointers. And it was Aquinas knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in girls high school basketball. Final score of Aquinas 41, St. Cecilia 34. Aquinas now 10-3 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia falls to 11 wins and 4 losses. We have got the boys game coming up next. We'll take a timeout, come back and talk with St. Cecilia head boys basketball coach Kevin Asher as our coverage of high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.